Welcome back to Your Tech Report. For gadget news and reviews, click to yourtechreport.com.
We're back on Your Tech Report, and I wanted to talk a little bit about a product that I just got on my hands, which is the Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra, the latest flagship from Samsung, of course. But I want to talk about it in a little bit of a different mindset. So joining me right now is someone who you may or may not be familiar with on the show. He's been on the show before, but you were a little bit younger. Zachary Aflalo, no relation to me, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, so Galaxy S24 Ultra, before we talk about this in the gaming context, I want you to tell me your reaction to the device itself. How did it feel in your hand? Did you have a chance to play with the S Pen? What was the screen like? What did you like about this phone?
Well, my first initial reaction was when you got it, and I was like, that is insane. It is so nice. Like, I only first got to hold it today. The screen is amazing. It is smooth. It is bright. It is vibrant. I can see everything. Everything about it is great. The feel, the amount of cameras it has. The cameras are great quality too.
Except for the fact that it doesn't run iOS, right?
Yeah.
Now, that being said, you've played with a lot of different phones that I've had in my hands, right? You have the Pixel 8 that you're playing with now.
Seven.
And you are a gamer. You're a PC gamer. You've got a Switch. We've got Xbox in the house.
We got everything.
Okay. You wanted to get your hands on this device because of what?
The Snapdragon 8 Gen 3, which is the newest flagship chip from Qualcomm.
Now, why did you want to get a hold of this one? Because of the gaming performance they claim, or?
Not just that. From my experience, I've seen a lot of devices that have the Snapdragon 8 Gen 1 or the G3X Gen 1 or the 8 Gen 2, they tend to be really good for emulation.
Okay. So and emulating other games, like other Nintendo games or Xbox games or et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
And what was the experience like emulating?
I only emulated Nintendo Switch games.
Okay.
From what I've seen, most games can be played at their native frame rate.
Okay.
I didn't try anything more. I tried a few games. Some games didn't work. Some games did. Some games I had to disable and enable settings to do different things.
Performance-wise, though, and then the feel, it was smooth. You were getting, what, 60 frames per second at least?
On most games, I was getting 60 frames per second, yes.
Okay. That's pretty impressive for a phone, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's the max you've got on other devices, for example, like the Pixel?
On the Pixel 7 and the Pixel 8, I managed to get around 20 to 30 FPS on newer games that were meant to get, I don't know, 60. But at the same time, the games kept on crashing.
Okay.
Which presented an issue in general, because if it's not playable, how are you supposed to do anything?
Now, here's a question for you.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, Xbox announced that they are going to slowly allow their games to be available on other platforms, other streaming platforms, their own streaming platform. If you were to stream a game to a device like this, or to any phone, doesn't have to be the S24, would you be measuring the results by frame rate, or would you just be judging it based on the gameplay?
So, like cloud gaming?
Like cloud gaming, if you're streaming it to the phone.
So, it honestly depends. Because certain things should be measured by frames per second and all that stuff. But when it comes to cloud gaming, I only play games that I know are good.
Such as?
Starfield or Lies of P, which are some newer games that have come out.
And what makes them good when you say you know they're good? What makes it good on the streaming service?
Just the fact that I can play it away from home and not on something like the Ally, which does not have necessarily the specs to push those games to their limits, unlike cloud gaming, which can, but there is a lot of holes in, or like
give or take, there's obviously going to be some things that just don't work the same way as if it's natively,
exactly.
Right?
Like on cloud gaming, you tend to have a lot of stutters in your frames per second, and you tend to have resolution spikes and drops. lag spikes and drops. Like
almost like a video call, right? Where it gets kind of like grainy and doesn't really look the full resolution that it should
be. Exactly. Like when you have bad connection. Sometimes that happens too. On platforms like GeForce Now, where it's flawless most of the time, there is still that. But it depends on the game you're playing and depends on your network and everything like that.
Now, do you think that you could ever see a time as a pretty intense gamer with, you know, PC gaming where you might ditch the PC and only play games that are streamed?
There is the potential for that, except it honestly depends because let's say I love GeForce Now. That is my favorite cloud gaming platform. If my there are certain games that cannot run on my computer well enough or at the resolution and quality I want because of the CPU I have, which is a little older, which is not able to keep up with my GPU as well, even while overclocked.
Now, do you have that problem if you're playing through GeForce Now?
No, because those are servers and it's not the same as if I'm playing on a native hardware because I'm not.
Now, when you play those games, if you were to compare a game, are there games, or have you tried this actually? Have you tried comparing a game that you have on your PC versus a game that's in GeForce Now? What's the performance difference?
So I played Starfield. I used to tend to have a lot of like spikes and drops.
Okay.
Like I would get 45 to 60 frames per second on high settings. On GeForce Now, I had to up the resolution and ultra quality. I was getting 30, 40 frames per second.
So it was a better experience on GeForce Now?
It was a better experience, except for the fact that everything was pretty pixelated.
Okay.
Just because of how intense the graphics are in that game.
So what we're probably saying here and probably experiencing is that because of the internet connectivity, if we all had great 10 gigabit Ethernet connections, we would probably have a pretty good experience if we were streaming a game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting perspective. This is what I want to know. So now let's go back to the S24 for a second, and let's go back to mobile devices. You know, Apple's new iPhone is claiming that, you know, it's more tweaked for gaming. They're trying to promote the fact that, you know, people can game on their devices. The S24 has a game mode. I know you haven't played with it too much. You only had your hands on it today, and you'll play with it, you know, over the coming weeks before they ask for it back. But do you think there's ever going to be a time when mobile wins over a PC world because it's just practical?
Yeah. But there are certain circumstances where it wouldn't.
Examples?
Because a PC, you can customize it to whatever extent you like.
Yeah.
Graphics cards are only getting bigger and bigger, which means everything will get bigger, bigger, and better. With that, it's still going to be 10 times more expensive, but you're still going to get 10 times more performance no matter what.
But you don't think you can get that from a streaming service that has all this server power in the back end and all it's sending to your phone is the graphics?
There is potential, but the thing is there's services like GeForce Now where they only allow something like 60 FPS on mobile or a certain resolution on mobile versus on a computer where you could, even on GeForce Now, you can get 240 FPS at 1080p.
Okay, so let's translate that for a second, because when I talk about FPS, it's normally, and people listening to the show will probably think of it in terms of televisions, right? So yeah. 60 frames per second or 120 frames per second on a TV is great quality. It means that if you're watching a sporting event, there's no pixelation. It's nice and smooth. You could see a puck cross the screen. What's the optimal frame rate for gaming?
For most people, they are normally on a budget. So 60 frames per second for a lot of people is optimal. For me, I prefer getting something like 120 to 240, even though my monitor cannot support that. And I know most of my friends can relate to that too. Unless they play on console and they don't know anything else, but that's another thing.
Well, everybody has their experiences and their devices that they play with.
Because consoles tend to not be able to get more than 120 FPS because of the fact that they can't optimize graphics and all that stuff.
So knowing that consoles seem to be, at least on the Xbox side, kind of on the way out, like they seem to be focusing on making sure their games can be played on other platforms.
They're focusing on making money.
They're focusing on making money, but they're also focusing on taking the investment they've made in companies like Activision and some of the games they've made and trying to get exposure to those games by putting them on the other platforms. So it's a combination of if they get the exposure, they'll make the money. Do you think that a company like PlayStation would do the same thing or Nintendo?
I think the answer to that is no, because Nintendo tends to be very, very protective of their property. They tend to sue anyone who takes stuff like that and uses it in a way that they don't like. Like, let's say you are, I don't know, you're, recently there was an emulator for Nintendo Switch that is getting sued by Nintendo because of the fact that they, air quote, condone piracy.
Well, I mean, anytime you're emulating a game on another platform, you need to get the data for that game. So unless you bought to that game, you technically didn't legally obtain it. I know the ROMs and the games that you use are obviously games that you own. So you technically have the right to kind of play with that because it's games that you own. But obviously, if an emulation brand or company is trying to promote the use of games that you haven't purchased legally, it makes sense. That being said, it does corroborate, you know, your opinion that Nintendo probably wouldn't go down that road, which does make sense. They've always also made sure that their games really only work on their hardware.
Yeah. The thing is also that this company that makes the emulator does not condone piracy. They actually have a guide on how to dump your own games.
Okay. So, I mean, they have a workaround, which is, you know, trying to promote using your own games on, you know, things that you've bought. Now, this is a battle and a conversation we've had for many, many years on the music side. Okay. I appreciate your opinion. Thank you for joining me. That was Zachary Aflalo, expert gamer. I mean, we'll get there in terms of expert level, but that's his opinion on gaming, especially on the Galaxy S24. And Zach, I hope you come back in a couple of weeks and tell us how other games performed on the S24 as well.
I sure will.
We will take a quick break and come back here on Your Tech Report for more.
There's more Your Tech Report after this.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network. Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.